This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Disaster recovery. It's a vital part of what everyone who has important files has to worry about. Now, disaster recovery can be so simple as just being one click away from having the ability to work on all of your files and apps in the cloud. Disaster recovery as a service, so to say. To talk about that, Storage Switzerland lead analyst George Crump is with us, along with John Gallagher, Vice President of Marketing at Quorum.
Thanks for having me.
You know, John, as I look at what's going on in data protection and things like that, I think that there's a lot of interest in the cloud, and I think the concept of disaster recovery as a service where we can recover right in the cloud is becoming increasingly popular. What are you guys doing in that space?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, there's really a number of things. The first is that, you know, we believe we created the term DRAS, disaster recovery as a service. We've been on this for a few years now. And I think last year, 2013, was the year that we turned the corner. Beginning of the year, we saw about a third of our business incoming as DRAS. Mm-hmm. By the end of the year, it was 50%. And I think it shows that in certain markets, certain industries, people have become a lot more comfortable with going to the cloud. I think the idea of a hybrid cloud environment is something that a lot of CIOs have turned to in their overall operations. So now the comfort of doing it for disaster recovery is there. And then the third part is that, you know, once people really, again, move their data to the cloud for applications, it made all the sense in the world to use that same environment for disaster recovery. Simply a maturity thing of how people have used hybrid clouds.
If I'm a small to medium-sized business and I want to take advantage of DRAS, what effort is there on my part? Do I have to change anything from like a networking standpoint or anything like that?
No. In fact, one of the beauties of it is that we actually ask you not to do that. Right, we'll come in as part of our startup service. We'll come in, we'll map out your network. And then before we actually initialize and send your appliance out, we'll map it to your existing network connections. Literally, you get our box off of your loading dock, you stick it into your network, it'll recognize where it is. So we've done a lot of good initialization. Likewise, we'll seed your data up into the cloud. We have an express service using a little ReadyNAS, you know, disk array.
Okay.
We'll grab all of your data, we'll FedEx it up into the cloud. And so from that point forward, you just do synchronization on an ongoing basis. Then your data requirements aren't that high.
And then from a recovery standpoint, it's at that point, it's essentially a push button and my application's running in your cloud.
Exactly. It's one of the great things is that you can switch to a production workflow in our cloud with one click. And so people often do that, not because of disaster, but actually because they want to stabilize their production environment. They want to take it down or offline, switch over to our environment, keep people running, while they stabilize or work through issues on their production flow.
And then so what's the return look like?
Return?
I've recovered in your cloud and now my production environment stabilizes, is it hard to come back?
No, actually I could say one click or flip of a switch or what have you, but actually it's a seamless failover in both directions.
Okay, great. John, thanks for joining us on the podcast
today. Thank you, George.
For more, go to storageswiss.com.